This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
Hey, what's goody, Joeliverse? I just filmed my first ever dry bar comedy special, and I wanted to do a quick Tight 5 podcast to just reflect on my experience and the big lessons learned. I've been doing comedy over 10 years now. I've produced my own comedy special. I've produced my own tours. I've been on TV shows that I either got edited out of or that just never got picked up. So this was really, I guess, my first, quote, big opportunity in a sense of like on a more like international level that gets me onto like a big platform with a lot of new fans. So there were a lot of things going into this experience that I think I can learn from, and I think I'm hoping you can learn from as an aspiring comedian or just as someone who aspires to better themselves in whatever field that is, you know. Whether it is you're an aspiring comedian or it's you have a day job but you have side hustle passions or a dream in the back of your mind but you have imposter syndrome about who am I to do X, Y, and Z. That was definitely something with comedy early on when I started my senior year of college was, first off, what am I? I'm about to get a college degree and now you want to do comedy and like, who am I to do comedy? And then I tried it and then it was like taking the blue pill of, not that blue pill. You get it. We'll keep this a clean show. But, like in The Matrix where I just did comedy and then my entire life became that. So when this dry bar opportunity came along, I really wanted to be prepared for it. I really wanted to do my best to prepare for it. And last night, I did two tapings, and they were both great. The shows were amazing. And I think just the biggest lesson that I learned in doing both shows, and the second one being a lot more relaxed, the first one was way more rigid and stiff and like, oh my gosh, this is me doing my dry bar set. And as the set went along, I got a little more relaxed. And then the second one, I was a lot more relaxed. But the feeling after is what I think surprised me the most, that I really went into this with like this big expectation of like, oh, I'm gonna do dry bar and then my whole mind is gonna be blown and I'm gonna feel this new way. And I went into it with this like expectation of like this huge breakthrough, and what it ended up being in a lot of ways, it was just another gig. And I'm saying that in the sense that it all came down to just performing what I've been doing for over 10 years, just doing a good comedy show, just doing a good comedy performance. I want to say dry bar by this has been the most positive and supportive experience I have ever had in stand-up comedy. Everyone felt like family. All the staff, everyone was just so hospitable, so kind, so welcoming, so warming. I mean, even the little thing, like, they had all the monitors set up, and then I was kind of peeking around, like, looking at the cameras, like, trying to look at the monitors, and the video guy, he was like, hey, come over here, look at this. And he, like, invited me over to be like, look, I mean, you can stand here and watch it. You know, I was kind of peeking. So there were little moments like that where they just really wanted you to make you feel welcome. Even before the show, everyone just in communication through email, and then during the shows and after the shows, like, everything was incredibly positive. And I hope that this positive, supportive culture of dry bar starts to permeate. I hope the people that perform on dry bar or that attend dry bar feel that and take it into their own comedy scenes and take it into their own communities, because I think the more of that we can get in the world, the better off we're going to be. And that's what I try to do with Hot Breath and the community centered around Hot Breath, is being positive and supportive instead of competitive and negative. Dry bar does that at the highest level I've ever seen. And it's really inspiring, and it really shows why they are so successful and why so many people want to perform on dry bar, but why so many people watch dry bar and attend the shows. You know, I think both were sold out. I mean, they were both packed houses. But the big takeaway is, I like to keep these around 5 minutes, is that I think it's important that whatever big experience, big opportunity we're getting, I think it's important to remember to focus on the experience over the expectation. I got really wrapped up in this big expectation of, I honestly don't even know. Like, I was trying to like digest it last night when I was up till like 3 a.m. after the show. Just like, why do I feel this way? Like, I feel great. The shows went great. The audience was great. Everything about the experience was great. But I think I put this unnecessary pressure on the experience to have this big expectation beyond, oh, I've been doing comedy over 10 years. I have a great set that I'm excited to put on Dry Bar. I did that. Okay, now what? Okay, now back to the comedy grind. Keep building on what I've been building on, you know, with the podcast and my own comedy, my own stand-up and the new material I'm working on. And I don't know. I think that's the big takeaway, though, is just focusing on the experience over the expectations of it. I think the more we can let go of any expectations, the more we can actually appreciate that experience. Because in reflection, it was like, man, that was amazing. I had to perform in front of 2 sold-out audiences, got to record a Dry Bar special. Everyone there was incredibly amazing and welcoming. And that's what really matters the most. Like, regardless of what happens, if and when the special gets released and all of that jazz and whatever happens after that, it comes down to that experience and just being grateful for having that experience and having zero expectations beyond just going and doing your best job possible. So whatever it is that you're doing that is a big moment for you, and even the small moments are big moments for you. Each, you know, each small victory adds up to a big difference down the line. So I think with this one, with me using Dry Bar as the personal example, is to just appreciate the experience, go into it with no expectation beyond, hey, I'm gonna do the best of my ability to make the most of this opportunity. So for me, it was, hey, I'm gonna prepare for this set over and over again, even in my hotel room when my neighbors probably think I'm a sociopath sitting in here doing my Joel Osteen impression. Yes, Joel Ovaltine hair. And you can see that on the Dry Bar special, okay? So experience over expectation. And I think that'll really take off the pressure to just enjoy the moment, you know, because that's all that really matters is that moment you get being in the green room with the other comics who were so helpful. And shout out to Mike Kaplan, because he was one of the comics on the show with me. And I talked to him in between shows because I was really in my head. And I was like overthinking, do I need to be performing for the camera or am I the audience, or like, What do I need to change up my opener? Like, I was kind of in my head a lot in between shows. And he really gave me some good advice of like, just do what you always do, man. Just go up there and perform for the audience. Put on a good show. If you think to deliver something to a punch, like if you think to deliver a punchline to the camera, great. If not, don't worry about it. But that was just really good advice from like a veteran like Mike that really helped out. And he murdered, both comics murdered, him and Mark. So it was just good to be in that environment and just to appreciate it. And I have no regrets about like putting all that pressure on myself, but I do see in hindsight for future opportunities like this to just take off the pressure, release expectations, and just enjoy the experience. So I hope that that helps you in whatever endeavor you have, whether it is a comedy show to where, it may not even be a Dry Bar. It may be like, ooh, I'm doing this booked showcase where my face is on a poster now. You know, even those moments matter in your careers or whatever it is of, oh, I'm making jewelry. Oh, and I just sold it to someone who wasn't a family member. You know, or, oh, I get to take it to the farmer's market or whatnot. Or, oh, I'm making jewelry. You know, like, oh, I'm actually getting out of my comfort zone and taking action on this dream that I've always had. And I'm actually going to start working towards that. Just by starting is a big step. So experience over expectations, I think, is the big thesis here, my friends, if I were to use my liberal arts word. But I just want to get on here because a lot of people were asking me at the Dry Bar special, and it was a great opportunity. Oh my gosh, just the more the more positivity we can have, the better. And Dry Bar is the gold standard of that. So thank you, Dry Bar, for the opportunity. Thank you to everyone who has reached out and shown so much support through all of this experience. It's been absolutely amazing. And I'm excited for what's next, but I'm excited for those of you that sat through all of this and actually listened to it. So thank you all so much. I love you, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.